Good morning. Today is November 11th. It's Remembrance Day. I'm not going to talk much about Remembrance Day because I always have an issue with businesses, and I struggle to understand how to approach showing respect as a business, because in the end, no matter how much respect you have or whatever it be, it's still, you're trying to sell something, and I have a lot of trouble with being respect. I don't have trouble being respect. I have trouble approaching, how does a business, present themselves? I think in this case, right, though I'm not a believer in God anymore, I kind of like the idea of, praying in silence when it comes to showing respect. So, I'll acknowledge today's Remembrance Day, but I'm not going to talk much more about that. Hey, Josh. Hey, Rocky. So what I actually was going to talk today about, and I titled this 8 Mile, because what I do is I title in the comments of the Facebook Live what more or less I'm going to talk about, so that when I do go live, I have more or less an idea of what I should chat about. Hey, Bonnie. And 8 Mile is one of my favorite movies. I love it. It's that. It's not really a biopic of Eminem, but it's based loosely off of Eminem's upbringing. And the final scene is where Eminem finally rises to the occasion in battle rap, right? And I think I learn a lot from hip hop. In terms of viral marketing, understanding culture and how to approach people online. And one of the most important things I've ever learned with this kind of dialogue of presenting yourself online, whether it be live, whether it be through my podcast or Instagram, whatever it be, you can learn from 8 Mile. And in the last scene, when he's going against, the king of the battle rap scene, and Eminem just says everything his opponent could use against him. That idea of radical honesty is something that I take quite seriously. Is like, well, if people are going to talk about me about certain things or say certain things, whatever, I might as well say them myself, right? I'm not going to let them use something against me. And I've had people warn me, like, hey, Nevin, maybe you shouldn't say that because people are going to use against me, right? So they're cautioning me against saying something, which instead I double down on, right? So I have this episode of the podcast coming out on Tuesday, where I chat with Jeffrey Connors, who is, works for Interior Health. He's also has his own practice as like a therapist, but he's clinical, he's quite learned in the subject, right? Like, he knows his stuff. He's been in this space for a long time, right? So if someone has an issue with what I'm saying, it's like, well, I got Jeffrey Connors, I'm talking with him, and I'm gonna double down on it. I'm not gonna let someone try and use something against me and say something against me, because you know what? I do live in a trailer in 8 Mile with my mom, if I wanna quote 8 Mile, right? So in battle rap, which, there's been a few discussions, this one Facebook group on BC Underground Hip Hop is like, what is battle rap and whatever be, right? And you're always basically trying to insult the other person and try and get it up on them or whatever be, right? But that works in the battle rap scene. In the online internet space, right? People actually respect people who actually are just very open and honest, right? There's a really great video put out by Jack, I can't remember his last name. He created Patreon. He created Patreon because he wasn't making any money on his band, Pompamoose, and I've since launched a Patreon to help cover the cost of my podcast. But he made a really great YouTube video about L. Mills. And L. Mills is a Canadian YouTuber out of, somewhere in the GTA. and she blew up like crazy. And he made a really great 15-minute long video about why Al Mills is so special. And so you don't have to watch all 15 minutes of it. It's because she's just so open and honest. It's the idea that she doesn't have to be perfect. Like, she can be confident, but also extremely unconfident, right? Like, we don't have to present ourselves in one light online. You know, when you have, like, a news anchor or a journalist, right, they have to tell the facts, right? They basically represent the voice of the medium, right? But when you're a person, right, you're not just one thing all the time. Yeah, maybe if you're, like, Tony Robbins, right, and you more or less got everyone looking to you for your shit together or whatever it be, right? But in this internet world, thanks, Ryan, in this internet world, you don't have to have your shit together. And you don't have to pretend like you know that, right? You can be open and honest with that. And as long as you have the humility to eat it when you have to eat it, like, what's the issue of, you know, being a human being, right? You know, I specifically have had people sit with me saying, you know, I got all these issues. People don't know this. I am, you know, in the Kamloops business scene, but no one knows this. I'm just sharing this with you. I'm like, okay, I appreciate that, you know. But if that's the brand you want that works for you, that's what I consider, you know, the old way of doing business, right? Old Kamloops, which I reject the old way of doing business, like, almost 100%. Like, I'll play within it. I know how to play within it. My time in the local newspaper taught me how to play within it. But I would much rather be open and honest and you know, get the respect of people who, you know, are what I call new Kamloops, right? The people who understand, you know, the idea of, you know, acceptance, equality, being progressive, you know, being open and honest with people about your struggles and your issues or whatever be, right? Because ultimately, those are the people I'm trying to reach. Yes, the people right now, yeah, you see? The people right now who could afford to sponsor my podcast might be from old Kamloops because they have the money, but it's fine. This is a long-term play for me. I would rather put everything out there and eat my own words and be honest and true to who I am than to bite my tongue and, you know, conform to really just translating what is considered traditional broadcast onto the internet. Which I had a really great chat with Dana Foster, who was for like 2 decades a news anchor, a TV anchor, right? Like, and she was telling me about how she was at the Junos with like $5 in her pocket, you know, dressed up like a gal and, you know, all this stuff, right? And she didn't feel like who she was. Like, she was fronting, and fronting leads to depression, right? I'd rather admit to being depressed than to pretend I got all my shit together and that I'm gonna conform to all these bloody broadcast standards that other people have created. And luckily, I don't have to conform to the CRTC, right? The only thing I have to conform to is, you know, my wife telling me maybe you shouldn't swear in front of your kid, right? But, you know, even still, you know, I don't mark my podcast as explicit, which might lose me ground on iTunes, which, again, I don't really care about. I do and I don't. I do and I don't. Because I pay for the podcast hosting, and that's not going to go away, right? Like, I can lose my Facebook, I can lose my Instagram, I can lose this, I can lose all of my online social platforms, but they can't take away my podcast, which is where I can be who I am. And the people who actually want to listen and want to subscribe and take a look at it, hey, Stace, you know, they know where to find me. And I'm not going to cater to old world standards, you know, old way of doing things, because that's not what the internet was meant to be. The internet's meant to bring people together, right? And there really is no rules to the internet. You know, I just read something recently that, was it Tim Berners-Lee? I think that's the guy who more or less created the internet. He basically got Google and Facebook to sign an agreement to kind of make the internet more open, right? Like, the internet's supposed to be an open place right now, and we're locking it down. The fact we're on Facebook right now is kind of shitty. Because of net neutrality and whatnot, right? Like, the more they control all of our lives into one app, that's terrifying, right? Like, you got to diversify, right? And that's what I did with my podcast, because, like, I actually launched it slightly out of the fear of the whole Cambridge Analytica thing, which is hilarious because people's use of Facebook increased after Cambridge Analytica. And if you don't know what Cambridge Analytica is, you know, you should. It's kind of terrifying. As an internet marketer, right, like, I got to play both sides of the field. But I think there's much... Yeah, Stace. I think swearing is fine, as long as people know how to swear properly, right? Like there's insults and attacks, and then there's just expressing yourself. And, like, if you can paint something, right, that's a form of expression. Why can't you just use your words as a form of expression, right? But, you know, it is what it is, and I'll figure it out as we go, right? The Stace's comments, if you're listening on the Nevin Webster Show, which is the podcast I rip my Facebook rants onto, which is hosted by Anchor. Stace said, I swear in front of kids and they are just fine. Greg, new social media platform, Webster. I don't know if I really want to create a new social media platform. Honestly, think about it. Old school RSS, right? RSS feed. That is, like, honestly, the future and the past, because you can just subscribe to your favorite people via RSS, whether it be from YouTube, whether it be from their blog, whether it be from anything at all, you know, podcasts, whatever it be, right? Like, RSS, I think, should honestly make a comeback, 100%, right? It's a little bit hard. The reason why, like, a lot of places have removed RSS from website stuff is because you remove their opportunity for advertising, right? Go to a news website and look for an RSS feed, and I bet you can't find it.
Wow!
I bet you can't find it, because if you're using RSS, basically it just pulls the content in and it removes all of the advertising opportunities or whatever it be, or gives the RSS feed that you're using the opportunity to sell advertising, right? So I think RSS should make a huge comeback, because you can say you have 20 blogs you really love. Now you don't have to go to 20 different websites. You just go and go, like, oh, sweet, I got an update from my RSS feed. And you read that content, right? And it puts an effort on people to make quality content, which I don't think a lot of people do right now. Why RSS? Well, I don't want to make my own platform. I'm not someone who honestly wants to create my own platform. I'm not an engineer or software developer or anything like that. And part of my project, Greg, is trying to get Kamloops creators to actually create stuff, right? And I think there's a lot of opportunity for, you know, content marketing, as long as you're upfront going, hey, this is purchased and I've sold this, or... Like, as long as you're upfront with people, people don't mind that, right? As long as the content's still quality, right? So, you know, it's going to be interesting, because I'm dabbling in that, right? Like, I do have some, I call it pay my student loans, sponsorship opportunities on my podcast where someone pays $289. I'm upfront honest about what the price is. And, you know, that basically covers my student loans for the month. And they can sponsor a podcast, right? Then it's, you can transform that podcast, whatever it be, right? But if I can get other creators to do the same sort of thing, right? In Kamloops is small enough so that we can all work together and collaborate. But you're always, no, you're not always playing under someone if you have your own actual platform, right? That's why I own my podcast host. I pay for it. I pay monthly for it. And I know the guy, one of the guys who actually created the feed. If I really need to, I can create my own feed myself, right? Like, that's why RSS is so impressive, because you can self-host, right? You don't even need to pay GoDaddy or Amazon or whatever for your hosting. With RSS, I could, hypothetically, set up a server in my house, create my own website, and throw it up on RSS and be completely self-sufficient, right? And then I'm not playing under anyone at all, and I can teach myself off of YouTube. And then the issue, Greg, is always, it's always adoption rate, right? You can have the most amazing thing in the world and adoption. Exactly, do that. But I don't need to do that because I'm paying $15 a month to a guy in Vernon / a guy in New York, and they deal with my podcasting, and their platform is amazing, and I know who it is, right? Like, there's that level of trust that they can do it better than me, so I'm going to give it to them, right? The reason why I'm using Facebook right now is because Facebook Live is the opportunity for, you know, if someone jumps on and watches and shares or comments, whatever it be, right? I'm now accessing their network, Greg. So I'm using the biggest opportunity right now is Facebook. Yeah, it's totally fair, right? Like, the idea right now is recognize where things are undervalued. Facebook Live is extremely undervalued because people are uncomfortable going live. They don't like doing it. They like, and for that reason, if you do it more often and get comfortable in front of it, I had someone just say, hey, Nevin, I tried it. I felt really weird. But they'll get over that. And once they get over that, okay, now they're going to be about a couple steps ahead of the next person. Anyways, I better go shower. And I slept on the couch last night in my clothes, so I'm going to go shower and get ready. So thanks for tuning in. And yeah, please check out my podcast, Cameo Podcast, or Cameo with Nevin Webster if you haven't already. And have a great day. Cheers.
Yeah. Yeah. You say goodbye? You say goodbye?